Well, haven't been canceled yet. I almost thought I was going to. All right, so we're gonna get into that's right. Well, first off, this week, welcome to the show, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well out there. I know it's been interesting. I've been a little quiet since I've been sick, and I'm starting to feel better now. I actually just had a dental appointment today, which was not fun, but considering the dental appointments I've had this past year, it's pretty painless, so by comparison. And we're back, we're live, we're bringing you some a pretty interesting perspective on Algorand from, frankly, someone I don't really care for that much, if I'm being honest. But I think he laid out a really good list of points, and we're going to dive into that. And I'm going to react to some of the commentary. Hey, look, Taco's here. What is up, Taco? Welcome back. Good to have you here. And yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff because I'm going to talk to some of the reaction. Taco says, I don't know what to think about Algorand anymore. It's been rough. Well, that is the discussion of our show today. So you're in for a good one. You're in for a good one because I made a video on Friday and I wasn't feeling well. So I couldn't do a live. Just didn't have it in me. I actually didn't really start feeling better till Sunday. But I made this video about how I'm selling my Algorand. And now, just to be clear, because a lot of people didn't watch the video. They commented on the video that they didn't watch. How do you know what I was going to say? It's just kind of infuriating. So people are like, "You're going to sell now when it's at its lowest?" I'm like, "I'm not selling now." I'm dollar cost averaging. That's how that works. Right now, because right now I have no idea. It's a long story with Algorand. I was in DeFi for so long, and I was taking a lot of my sponsorship money and putting it into Algorand. AlgoFame says, "Get well soon." I appreciate that. I appreciate that, AlgoFame. So what I want to explain, and we're going to go through it in more detail as we get into the video. Oh, thank you, Taco, saying I hope you feel better soon. I'm well enough to do a live, so I'll tell you that kind of means that I'm pretty okay at this point. And I just went through a, like I said, I just had a dentist appointment this morning, which was not fun. The numbness is starting to go away, so I can speak again. Thankfully, I was wondering if I'd be able to do it. But yeah, appreciate you guys in the chat. And yeah, we're going to talk about Algorand because I feel like I have to explain my position a little better and address some of the comments. And then I have this post from I Get Algo that I'm going to go through because I think he made some stuff some pretty good points here. I don't agree with everything. And frankly, I'm not a big fan of his for reasons I'll explain later. I wanted to roll Algo into Canton weeks back, but just didn't want to take implications until the first. Yeah. Well, if you're rolling in losses, which you might be, I think a lot of people probably are at this point. You actually would at the tax. I think you meant the tax implications. Yeah. So actually, like taking losses on things will be good for your books. Now, be careful with that. I think there's a limit of 3,000 that you can take, which I was not aware of. I actually took more the Liberty Day or the Liberation Day drop. Like I took my whole year's worth. If that is in fact the case, I took my whole year's worth of tax loss harvesting on in like that like month period. So I'm well above what I think the limit is. So don't, check with your accountant. Don't listen to me. I'm not a tax advisor by any means or any stretch of the imagination, but well, I got a nice little audience rolling in here, and we can talk about the, and we can go through the markets really quick because I mean there's just nothing to talk about hardly. Let's just go ahead and do that first. So here we are. Whoops, I'm gonna roll that over a little bit. There we go. Yeah, well, right there. Yeah, so the CoinMarketCap 20 index is, a little bit up. Bitcoin's been trading between this 85,000 and 90,000 range for like weeks. Ethereum's just kind of been in around 3,000, and everything else is pretty much, Solana's been around here. It's just nothing exciting. Nothing is happening. Compared to last December, this is the most boring we've seen for the supposed bull run, which I don't think is happening. I've really changed my thesis on crypto a lot. Like, I don't think, I really think the cycles were kind of BS, and I don't mean that they didn't happen. I just don't think, I don't think they were as based on technical indicators and actual real physical things as much as they were about people's belief about those things. So I've been reading a pretty interesting book called A Brief History of Financial Euphoria. And it goes through this in some detail of how these, you know, going back from the tulips to all these different little stock schemes. And when you have these huge run-ups, they, the more the price runs up, it makes people excited. And then they pour in, and then everyone gets really excited, the price gets high, and then something happens to tank the price, and then the euphoria is over. And we've seen this in crypto a bunch of times too. You know, we've just had these euphoric cycles. So I'm not sure what the catalyst would be at this point for the, because every time we've started on this, I think institutions are taking profits. That's my theory. So I just don't think we have these again. I think the volatility will start being limited, and that means we'll just, some of the stuff will slowly go up, like Bitcoin and Ethereum, you know, others down the market cap. I'm not so sure. You know, I would throw out that whole bull run thesis. You know, if someone repeated back my words of a $2 to $3 for Algorand being a reasonable price prediction, reasonable anymore, because that reasonableness was based on these euphoric cycles that I'm just not sure are going to happen again. And if they do, great, you know, but I don't know that I would count on them, and I'm not going to invest as if those are going to happen anymore, which is what my whole bull run portfolio was. And I can't lose on it. I took enough profit, which, by the way, people gave me a massive amount of crap for taking profit. And I'll tell you, it was the best thing I ever did, because, like, I can't lose now. Well, yeah, so like I said, there's almost nothing to talk about. Canton had a really 72.5% up on the week. Wow, and it actually surpassed HBAR in market cap. So Taco says, personally, I've invested my time and money into my own business adventures, like expanding a restaurant and buying another one. It's making much more money than buying Algo. Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, people, I put a post about how I've been financially, you know, I've quit my job in February, and people asked what percentage was my local news business versus my crypto business. And like, it's mostly the local news business. I'd be on the breadline if I had, if I had to live off my crypto income, whether that's from YouTubing or any of it. Like, that's just how it is. Taco says, I spent 5 years in Algo. I don't really think it's time well spent. Well, you know, it's the friends we made along the way, right? Yeah, we're going to dive into all that very shortly. There's just not much to really... It's just a boring market. I don't know what to tell you. There's nothing exciting. Something called Double Zero went up 16% in the week. Never heard of that. You got new stuff, Tellcoin here, popping up. Some new stuff popping into the top 100. But yeah, like I said, just not much interesting. And I'm just gonna go to the Algorand charts really quick here, and we'll do Hedera quick too. Yeah, I'm still a little numb. I still have water coming down. Yeah, this, you know, this isn't very much fun. Alpha Arcade is down 17%, but I think it's probably a good time to, I might add a little to my position, so that's kind of nice. Poke of Gold up a little bit. Here's the one I want to show you guys. Akita Inu popped up 30% on the week. It's starting to pull back a little bit now. This one was a cool project. So this is one of the original meme coin projects on Algorand, but now it's doing all kinds of cool stuff. Like, I saw that they have an invoicing tool, like a payments tool. So that's pretty interesting. Also down here is iGetAlgo, and we're going to talk about that because iGetAlgo is the one who wrote the post that we're going to react to today. Taco says, I appreciate your effort and I love your content. You've always been top-notch, frugal. I appreciate that, Taco. I really do. I appreciate that a lot. I got quite a bit of hate for my last video. I think people just don't want to admit that things aren't going well. And we'll get into some of that. I just want to go really quick to... We'll just check out the saucer swap charts here. This is the last thing we'll go through before we dive into the other stuff. H-bar, you know, down about 1.25%. Just look if there's anything big changes on some of these coins. I do really wish we'd... The one thing I wish they would add is the 7-day, but hey, this is cool. It's cool that we have this now for H-bar, just like we do for Algorand. And I'll tell you what, H-bar has had, Hedera has had way better of a, they've had way better of a year than Algorand has. I mean, just the amount of cool stuff that's been happening. And there was some pushback at the beginning of the year, I think, but not since then. Nothing looking too exciting here either. This one is kind of like continuous scroll, so yeah. Yeah, nothing, no, it's just a little bit up, a little bit down. Green Blue Algo says, don't forget to renew your .algo domain. Now, I thought that they had dropped the renewal for legacy people. So if you bought it before they started that program, you didn't have to renew it. Am I wrong about that? I'll have to look that up because I remember there was, they were going to change it to a subscription model for everybody. Hey, thanks for the $2, Taco. I appreciate that. Appreciate the super chat, my brother. That's really, really nice. So they were going to change that to a subscription for everybody. And then there was a lot of pushback. And so they said, well, only from people who are buying them from here on forward, we're going to have to pay them. So that was my understanding. But okay, let's... All right, I'm going to get into this piece, and I think it's something I'm going to clip, so we're going to do it that way, but Stacy.algo was nabbed, apparently. I saw that. Well, I thought someone put it up for sale, is what I saw. So, yeah, we're going to dive into this post from I get algo on... Now, he did a long series, and so it was a pretty interesting series. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but he had a nice summary at the end, and I think that gives us a really perfect... place to jump into. So why don't we do this? And you know, I apologize if my voice isn't as good as it typically is, but so I'm gonna dive into this here. And this is from I Get Algo. And like I've said, I'm not the biggest fan of his. I've had some run-ins with him. I was in a space where he made some accusations against me and then just gish galloped the whole for like 20 more minutes, so I didn't get a chance to respond to those, which is very irritating. But, you know, I gotta say, I think he, and so this is like a 21 chapter series that he wrote on Algorand with illustrations, and I'm definitely going to go back and read, and an epilogue and all that. But I think his breakdown here kind of sums it up, and it gives us a good, starting point to kind of react to this. And this is like, this will show some of the challenges that I've had with Algorand and why I'm kind of trimming my position a little bit. It doesn't mean I can't still use the ecosystem, but I just don't want to be overweight in Algorand compared to other crypto. Because at the end of the day, holding the coin, that's an investment. And why would you hold an investment that keeps going down? It's just performed so much more poorly than a lot of pure cryptos that I've compared it to. So anyway, let's get into this. And I'm going to tell you why at the end that none of this matters, but we'll get there. All right. He says, author's statement, I wrote this from the perspective of what I once was an excited and enthusiastic investor in Algorand, a Turing Award winner, MIT, zero knowledge proofs, carbon negative, instant finality. The technology was beautiful and I believed in it. Hey, I'm going to say that I felt that way too. Taco says, I love your React videos. Make more. Yeah, we'll do that. Good idea. Yeah, we'll make more of those. The bigger thing though, this is all like what it sounds like on paper. Here's why I liked Algorand, because when I actually tried to do DeFi stuff, it actually worked, you know, which sounds like that should be table stakes, but in crypto, like 5 years ago, That was not table stakes. A lot of this stuff just flat out didn't work. You know, you'd run into so many issues. And the stuff was designed by engineers, and UI people were not present. So they just worked poorly. Anyway, he goes on to say this document was not created to air grievances or process frustration. It began as an attempt to chronicle my journey, to list the good alongside the bad, and to be fair to an ecosystem I had once championed. But the story kept taking turns I did not intend. Bright spots exist. Real builders ship real products. And the technology genuinely works. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it does genuinely work. But no one cares is the problem. That's where I'm at. I just feel like no one gives a crap. But anyway, they exist in the shadow of failures so large they define the narrative. It's easy to be angry at individuals and organizations for poor decisions. Sean Lee approved the 3AC deal. Stacey Warden oversaw the FIFA waste. Also, there's the Arlington Capital deal, which really turned out badly for Algorand. The foundation chose HODL not for yield farming. Someone somewhere decided a handshake agreement with a hedge fund was sufficient security. It is not, by the way. They have lawyers, right? Like, what's going on? Anyway, these failures are real and they cost real people real money. But I've come to understand something more uncomfortable. By the way, you know, we criticize this FIFA deal. I was on the forefront of most of these, I would say. Don't forget, like, the MyAlgo hack. I mean, that's an important one there, too. And there was just, like, zero accountability for that. I know MyAlgo shut down, but that organization was still receiving money. And we never got really a full answer on what happened. Because the last update was that it was still being investigated by the FBI, but we never got a final outcome. Just want to point that out. But I've come to understand something more uncomfortable. If I had done the proper research from the beginning, the warning signs were visible, the early backer discounts, the acceleration mechanisms, the ecosystem fund structures that created layers between the foundation and accountability, the panorama of announcements without executions, hindsight reveals what optimism obscured. You know, I gotta tell you, he's not wrong about this. And I get frustrated by some of this stuff too. Now, DZ isn't up here anymore, but I actually had DZ on my podcast a while back. And you know, one of the things he told me is, have you ever looked at the full chart? And you know what? Embarrassingly, I haven't. And I hadn't. And, you know, I saw this like botched launch and it was kind of mind blowing. I'm like, how have I not looked at this before? And that's on me. Blockchain Game Dev says, I'm bearish on Algorand Foundation, but bullish on Algorand Inc. Well, you know, we don't hear much from them, which is now, by the way, it's not Inc. anymore. It's Algorand Technologies. Case in point, right? Green Blue says, I'm bullish on Algorand DAO. Well, we'll have to look more into that, huh? I use this document as a personal journey, but also as a tool. Every investment carries lessons. The lessons here extend far beyond Algorand. These are regular people running these organizations. They have impressive credentials and institutional legitimacy, but credentials do not guarantee competence. Yeah, I think that's true. Probably the biggest lesson for this, by the way, was the CMO before Mark. You know, she worked at Nike, so everyone's like, oh my gosh, Nike, and she's going to come here, wonderful. Well, that doesn't mean anything. If she wasn't the CMO at Nike, she was just someone on the team. So her contributions could have been, you know, very minimal. And that doesn't help people. Like, how do you, you know, what's the point? Like, that might sound, that sounds ideal, but you know, if you're down the totem pole, you could be someone who's basically phoning it in. You don't know. And I'm not saying she was, I'm just saying you don't really know what she was actually doing or accomplishing. It seemed to be likely because when she came to Algorand, she didn't do jack squat as far as we can tell. I mean, I'm sure she did stuff, but as far as things we could tangibly point to and see, hey, that's a change that she made or that's an initiative that she took, nothing. When will Algorand hit 5 cents? No idea, Mass Mage. Who knows? All bets are off right now. You know, there's this whole like cycle narrative, I think, is just dead. Labels and names can mislead. They create assumptions of legitimacy, responsibility, and coherence. These assumptions must be verified, not granted. At the end of the day, the responsibility lies with me. I chose to invest. I chose to believe. I chose to not dig deeper when the fine print was available. I agree with that to an extent, but I don't know. Was there that much stuff that I think we kept hoping they would learn their lessons and they didn't? Again, I'm going to explain to you why none of this matters, by the way. We're going to get there pretty soon. Yeah, he's a very long-winded guy, so this is not a story about a foundation that failed its community, though it did. It's not a story about a professor's elegant theory met messy reality, though it is that too. I think so. This is a story about the price of trust unearned by verification. Okay, but here's the thing. This is crypto. You could make this same case for just about every chain on the network. And frankly, a lot of this we know because we get more access to Algorand Foundation than we do probably anything else. I've never seen a transparency report from XRP or from Solana or whatever. In fact, I think that transparency probably hurts them more than it helps them, to be honest. As much as we like it because we get to see under the hood. Because if you think of it, it's just going to make us ask more questions, right? The run a big project in India, so let's see what happens when the debt-based system will collapse. What? Department-based system? I'm sorry, I don't even know what that means. I did not write this to bury Algorand. I wrote it because I believe the technology deserves better stewardship. The machine works, blah, blah, blah. You can't paint a house. Can't fix a house by painting over the mold. You have to gut it. We're going to get to the part where I don't agree. Basically, it's calling for, it's a long-winded way of calling for structural change. But waiting will not save it. The AlgaFam cannot sit in Discord channels. Sorry, sharing hopium while the foundation continues unchallenged. Hope is not a strategy. Patience is not a virtue when the house is on fire. Here's my point, though. Why bother? Just use the technology and forget it as an investment. If we put the same effort into fighting for this chain as we did losing money on it, things might actually change. Learn XGov system, show up to governance votes. Read the transparency reports, demand answers when they disappear, put pressure on the foundation and technologies, not through Twitter mobs, but through documented facts, specific questions, and relentless follow-up. I think this is fundamentally naive. I've seen what kind of votes come up on XGov. None of it addresses the structure of Algorand. They're not letting us vote on the board. They're not letting us vote on their spending. They're not letting us vote on these deals. We can make our own votes, but it means F all. Because what does it matter? What does it change? I think this is absolutely naive. 100% naive. I'm sorry. I'd actually like to have him on because I want to talk about this stuff. When I'm feeling better, I'm actually better-ish, but I can tell my voice is already starting to drop a little bit. Like this idea that it's like, yeah, that all sounds great, but we've been doing that. Come on. There's only so much you can do. You know, these things aren't really truly decentralized. This document exists because I laid out the timeline. I connected the dots. I asked the questions that should have been asked years ago. The information was always there. Someone just had to organize it. That was the template, not outrage, not hashtags. Facts arranged so clearly that excuses become impossible. You think this matters? They're never impossible. Accountability built on evidence, not emotion. Productive, professional, productive, persistent. The foundation has proven it will not reform itself. Communities must become impossible to ignore. And what's the function for that to happen? I think this is willfully naive. Woefully naive. The idea that you're going to, they're just not going to keep doing what they're doing. If they haven't been convinced at this point, why would they? I mean, I just keep thinking, good luck with that, bro. Good luck with that. I thought there was something. Yeah, it's not really about fault. I don't think he said it was anyone's fault. We kind of did, actually. in some ways. We all have a responsibility and play our part. Yeah. in my opinion, it's just I'm just reducing my position. For real though, has the this is what I'm saying. For real though, has the Algorand Foundation ever responded to anyone's questions about their failures? I only see them ignore questions, and they can because we don't really control them. You might like to think we do. That's a really cool delusion. That's probably fun to have, but the reality is, they just don't care, and they're not going to care. This is good though. Top 20, 328, FIFA partner, position 60, 12 cents, broken partnerships. The perfect machine worked, but it forgot to bring anyone along for the ride. I don't even know if that's really a correct framing. 328 is where it started, by the way. I think this is actually a really weird framing. It launched it actually launched at 328. Did you guys know that, by the way? That it launched from 328 to... And it just crashed and it never hit that again. So anyway, I thought this was a really good excuse me. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go too much longer. I thought this was a really good breakdown. But also, like, here's the other thing, too. Everything is stacked on top of each other. So if you want the whole story, it's really a big pain in the butt to go back to the very beginning of this. But I give him credit. I give him credit for putting that together. And like I said, maybe I'll have him come on to argue with me at some point. Because at least on my own show, I can tell him to, like, shut up. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, dude, relax. Let me pull this up. I think the last thing I'm going to do today is I'm going to pull up my video and... when I talked about paring down my position, people got really mad. And the problem is, I don't think they actually listened to what I was saying. And that was very annoying to me. Here and coming at you with. So we're going to play the comments. Before we do that, I'm just going to explain what I did. So this will be my third week doing it, I think. So. Don't think it's going to be like, this isn't like a sudden thing, but I've been basically dollar cost averaging out of Algorand. And I'm only doing this 100 algo at a time. I have about a 42,000 algo position. So, and I'm also staking it in the ready pools. So it's not even 100 that my account isn't even dropping by 100 every time. So you can imagine this is a long process. So people are like, well, you're doing it at the bottom. Well, I'm dollar cost averaging. So if it goes up to $5 in 3 months, I'm still massively going to benefit from that, okay? I mentioned I was dollar cost averaging into gold. People got mad about that. Well, again, dollar cost averaging. So they're like, well, you're buying it at the top. Well, I bought a lot of tops, and I bought a lot of tops for it. I do that with my index funds. Like, I've been doing that for like 10 years almost. I'm going on pretty close to 10 years. And you know what? My account is way up because I'm dollar cost averaging. So I'm not even paying attention to the ups and downs. Bitcoin, I'm kind of doing that to an extent, but I'm actually buying dips. So, well, let's just see what people had to say. Let's see which one's going to share it the best. All right. So let's start with. Can you see this? I'm going to zoom out a little bit. All right. So the first one, not saying you're wrong and I don't have Algorand or gold, but selling at the bottom to buy gold at the top. So that's the one I addressed that I've been DCAing and they're not really understanding that. This guy got mad about how much I was selling. It's like, okay, that's fine. let's see. Jeffrey had a nice comment. Feel better, Frugal BC. Yeah. All right, that's really understandable. I think personally, if Algorand can't make it, any tech chain do well? As in, if this amazing user experience and full suite of tools and instant finality isn't enough, then is crypto and debt in general? It's just that people don't care. And that's the point I forgot to make, is that there are chains. You know, we talked about these flaws. There are chains that are far more flawed than Algorand that are doing just fine. I mean, maybe not at the moment exactly, but Solana is still way up from the bottoms that I was buying, you know? It's still like, what is it? It's like 6x up right now. I was buying around the $20 range. So it's still 6 up, even with the pullback, okay? Meanwhile, Algorand's pretty close to the bottom. You know, it's off by maybe 4 cents. Remember we got down to 8-9 cents, so. Anyway, he also mentions Stacy leaves next year. It'd be really interesting to see if the new CEO of the foundation can take things in a different direction, refocus, and get some momentum going. As I said, I think agentic payments and frontier finance are the two aspects that might really work. Yeah, I think they'll do okay. I mean, who knows, right? Anyway, like I said, I'm also only trimming down my position. I'm not totally getting rid of it. Not to be a total A, but also been destroyed, and now is not the time to sell bags. So actually, I think repositioning, if you're just flat out selling, it might be bad. But if you're repositioning, that might actually be a smart time if everything is down. That being said, 42K is not a big value. Why just man up and wait till we get a decent bounce? Well, I don't want to. selling out Algo when we're about to get a wave 4. Wave 4? What are you talking about? What wave 4? I never heard anybody refer. I assume he just means like another altcoin season, but have we had 4 altcoin seasons? I mean, I don't think that's exactly true per se, and even if it is, I never heard anybody call it a wave 4. Also, like, is the wave 4 in the room with us right now? Because I kind of don't think it is. Alex had a lot of things to say. What's the point of Algorand holders supporting this channel when all it does is badmouth it? And I'm sure my response here. I share plenty of positive news too, but I'm honest about what is going wrong. If you want someone to just tell you everything is peaches and roses and make you feel better, this is not the channel for you. I spelled that wrong, but you get the idea. Yeah, I don't have much algo anymore. I got folks on alpha. Yeah, by the way, I'm still using the ecosystem. Gonna miss the algo updates. Nothing but respect for your decision, Frugal number one. Actually, as I said, there'll still be algo updates. I'm just downsizing my position, still using the ecosystem and reporting on the news. Awesome, that's great. What are you buying, Meld Gold or ASA Gold? Have you noticed that Meld has lower AMM TAVL than ASA Gold? When I looked ASA Gold up, it was like completely empty. There was no charting data. So I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know. Some of these are kind of boring. I love this content. Yeah, I appreciate that. Silver also performing true. I've increased my position, says Jupiter Eye, and will continue to increase it as soon as possible. My timeline for algo is beyond 2030. Well, I'll still have plenty left if it does actually work. Sorry to hear this, and let me tell you that you're wrong, although you're free to make your own decisions. Keep it real, Frugal, says Taco. Hey, I appreciate that. 42K is nothing, especially now. Yeah, you can be disappointed. What did I say? So, well, it's my choice, and I'm only trimming my position and DCAing that trimming slowly over time. Green blue, you hear? I'm going to talk about this. 42,000 algo would be about 140K at all-time high. I doubt we're ever going to get that. It's going to be a long time before we get there, and 80,000 is still reasonable valuation of $2. I just don't see the mechanism to get there. I don't see a euphoric pouring into Algorand coming anytime soon. I just don't think the narrative is there. I've sold 200K algos at 26. Algo's been horrible. Tried to sell my Algorand. Can't get on a Pair wallet. That sounds bad. I didn't know what to say to that because that sounds strange, but, you know, whatever. Do buying gold all-time high, algo sending all-time low in a market that doesn't value use cases, and may never. when is that going to actually come? You know, that's. I think you overblew world chess thing way too much. I think people were way too apologetic for that. Personally, here's my favorite one coming up. LX101 says with three X's, says you've been paid to say this or something. I bet you regret this decision. If it's genuine, personally, I'm buying more and have more orders set if it has a quick dump after this Christmas rally. I don't know where that is. The Christmas rally in the room with us right now? Where did it go? Because I didn't see any Christmas rally. I saw it with stocks. This one said, this is funny. Why you aren't buying Bitcoin is beyond me. How do you know I'm not buying Bitcoin? I don't know if I talked about it in there, but. This one's funny. Yeah, Mr. Vladimir will make a call to pump the market after you drop your bag. So Putin is controlling the crypto markets, I guess. That's interesting. They pair World Chess to get the kickback, in my opinion. They own stake from what I've heard, read. Algorithm has embedded nothing but these broken promises. They fell out, stole our money. No, you bought a lot instead of Bitcoin. We begged you to listen. I will say, I've been just more bullish on Bitcoin lately. It seems like the one coin that over time just, like every time I've used Bitcoin as a comparison, it's always done better. Even when I was doing my DeFi experiment, I used Bitcoin as a control group, and it was always the best performing thing. So it is what it is. Anyway, guys, I would love to go longer, but I'm just getting back to this, coming back after my illness. That's the one thing I will tell you. You know, with my writing, I can do that. You know, I can do that while I'm sick to an extent, and there's a much quicker comeback time to when I can be at full production writing. But with making videos, it's pretty tough. You know, it's because it really, really wrecks your voice, and it makes it hard to do videos. But we are starting a twice a week streaming schedule, so we're going to be doing more of that. I appreciate everyone coming in today and listening to my rant and rave. I do wish I'd included that one segment in the segment, the IGA segment, about how it really doesn't matter, because you look at so many chains with flaws and they do great. Here's the thing with crypto that I'll leave you with. Crypto is an asymmetric upside bet. So what you want to do typically, you want to put an amount in that if you lose it, it's kind of not that big a deal. And you want to make a series of bets. So that's why I'm never going to be a maxi, because it's foolish. The closest thing, I wouldn't even call it a maxi, but like I'm pretty confident in Bitcoin over the long term. I'm less confident in most of the other ones. And the idea is you make a series of bets, and some of them will do pretty well, some won't. And the thing is, it works because the ones that do really well do really, really, really well. At least historically, that's been the case. You know, will that continue to be the case? You know, who knows? Like, I do think the whole four-year cycle thing is just dunzo. Is this in the room right now? So anyway, I think that's all I have to say for today. I appreciate you guys tuning in. I hope everyone had a great Christmas and has a nice New Year's. Stay safe. Because good God, that is, I just never go out on New Year's Eve, ever. It's amateur night. It's one of the most dangerous times I think you can go out. I'd rather go out any other time of the year, so I just stay in. I'll be in with my girlfriend. We'll have some snacks and watch some movies and whatever. So anyway, take care out there, guys. I hope you're all